وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Quranic teachings about the human being and the verses of the Holy Quran pertaining to humanity so that we can understand the Quranic and Islamic image of humanity and the plan that Islam has for the perfection and the journey toward perfection of this being. Now, in the previous episode, we said that in order to understand human being, we should understand different dimensions of the soul, and one of the dimensions was intellect. And then we said in order to understand, it was very important, significant role of intellect according to the verses of the Holy Quran. And we said that in order to understand what Quran means by intellect, we have to refer to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we ended up reading one beautiful hadith from the Prophet that would give us an easy way to understand and to trace the signs of a person with perfect intellect. The hadith said, the intellect of a believer is not perfect until he has or he develops 10 virtues. So we covered some of these virtues in the previous episode, and some of them are left for this episode. And we said that all these virtues, when we go deeper, when we think about them, we can find the links between these virtues and the verses of the Holy Quran. So we arrived here. Another virtue that is a sign of a person with perfect intellect is that الذل أحب إليه من العز. Humility is more favorite to him than reputation or popularity. Now, this may create a question, why popularity is bad? No, popularity is not bad. In fact, you might be surprised that the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reputation. وَجَعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates that in Quran, telling us indirectly that this is an example you can take. You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reputation and popularity. It's not bad as long as it is in the correct direction. Not popularity based on anything possible, but popularity in the virtues. It's not bad, but it's not the ultimate goal of a person. But this line says, it doesn't say popularity and reputation is bad. It says for a person with perfect intellect, humility is always more favorite. Why? Because the risks of falling when a person has high reputation is greater. What does it mean? The risk of falling, does it mean, for example, if I do some mistake, I fall from the eyes of people? That could be one of them, but not all of it. There is a hadith, there is a verse of the Holy Quran that praises, and there are different verses, but this one I like, that praises humility. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Ar-Rahman are those who walk with humility on earth. Even when they are addressed by ignorant people. Ignorant people, it doesn't mean people who lack knowledge. It means who lack intellect. Several times we said that the contrast between knowledge and jahl, ignorance, there is a contrast between intellect and jahl. So this one is when they are treated unfairly, they don't lose their temper and they behave politely and they say salamun alaikum. And there's another verse that talks about people who are at the brink of making a great mistake. So we're going to have a break and come back to cover that verse.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. So in the first segment, we said, according to the hadith of the Prophet, a person with perfect intellect always prefers humility over reputation. And one reason for that could be the risk and the threats that are associated with reputation. And what are those threats? Some of them could be, yes, a person with high reputation and popularity is always under the focus and it's difficult, a spotlight, yes, difficulty is there. But it's not all. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, there's another threat that exists for people that have superiority in any possible way. What is the verse? The verse says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. This is the house of eternity, referring to Jannah, referring to paradise. نَجْعَلُهَا, we have dedicated it, we have specifically put it and preserved it, reserved it. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِدُونَ عُلُوًّا, those who do not seek superiority over others. And there is a hadith that says that even if you feel proud of yourself because you have a new shoe, or even a shoelace, شراك حذاء, meaning the shoelace, a person feels proud of himself because he has, I don't know, an expensive shoelace, and he will be an example of this verse. يريدون علوا في الأرض. He feels superior to others. He walks as if he has owned. For example, what? Because you have a shoe, you become proud of yourself? وَلَا فَسَادَ, and they don't look for corruption. Reputation and being in a position at the center of attention is not bad in itself, but it has this difficulty that you do not have such a feeling. It's not always people who have popularity and reputation, they have such a feeling. No. Many good people could hold themselves, could control themselves. And yes, they are popular, but they don't have such feeling in themselves to feel superior, to feel holier than thou, or no. But it is possible, very possible, for people in such positions, if you have, I don't know, nowadays we have different examples of this. If you have, I don't know, thousands of followers in the social media, if you do this, and you feel like you're someone, and the verse says, لا يريدون علوا, specifically and exclusively, the house of eternity are for those who never wish to be superior. لا يريدون علوا, any kind of علوا. علوا has تنوين, means any kind of superiority. Superiority in terms of their wealth, superiority in terms of, no, as long as a decent life is there, they don't want to show off, they don't want to brag, they don't want to show that I'm better than thou and you. So this is why الذل أحب إليه من العز. Why a person with perfect reason prefers always to be humble, because he has the fear that he might be an example of those people who seek superiority to others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us always be on the right path. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.